place is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labor. In the courtrooms, no debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate. The king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he is coming for me. Happy faces line the hallway. Those whose lives have been redeemed, and broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he set free, little children and the aged, hand in hand stand on the floor.
Well, what a joy. What a joy. Open Bible Dialogue telecast again today. I love every minute of it. I really do. I love every minute of it. Got a pretty tough program today and subject, and you're going to be right in the middle of it. The Christian heaven versus the Islamic heaven. But my real title is this. Now listen to it. I want you to hear it. The Islamic heaven is the woman's hell. The Islamic heaven is the woman's hell. We're going to talk today about this idea of the Islam religion and how totally diverse from anything that represents Christianity. I want to tell you right now, Allah is not Jehovah God. I wrote an article on that. I'm going to give it to you today because I really want to educate my audience. I've never felt the need of educating people more than I feel that need today. So I want you to listen. We're going to have a great broadcast. Welcome to all of you in radio land, and welcome to all of you in internet land. Isn't that great that we're touching the whole globe with this program today? Touching the whole globe. We're touching all of this earth. Everywhere people have got an internet or radio in the areas where we're on radio, they can hear and they can see on internet. Now, I want us to really dive in. We're going to go to the book of Revelation in just a moment. The book of Revelation, chapter 22. I'm planning to preach on that chapter tomorrow night. I love to preach out of Revelation because I'm aware that if you go to Revelation, if you would read the book of Revelation and get a whole concept of that particular book, your theology would be straightened out in every area where it's in confusion or where you're off the beam. I promise you, the book of Revelation is a total picture of the whole theology of the whole Bible. And in most cases, it is visions that communicate the message, not just words, but visions that communicate the message. Well, the Islamic heaven is the woman's hell. That's amazing to me how the women of Islam can stand to know what their religion teaches about heaven, A man who is a radical Islamist, who becomes a suicide person, kills himself in the killing of Christians or Jews, has the promise of 72 virgins, that's 72 virgins, that he will enjoy in his eternal heaven. 72 virgins that he will ravish himself with. Now, how about those virgins? I've been reading some of their material, and some of them try to teach that those virgins are not real people. They have no soul. They're just there to entertain this man who won such a victory by killing all of those Christians and killing all of those Jews. Well, you know, even that thought is so diabolical that it's really overwhelming. It really is. Now, when you study all about the Islam religion, you say, well, those things you're saying are really not true. Well, let me take you for a moment before we go to the Bible and see the other side. Isn't it beautiful that there is a Christian heaven? That there is a heaven. See, you can study the heaven, the so-called eternal abode of every religion on the face of the earth, and none of them have any kind of a real eternal heaven. It has no comparison to the Christian view. And so we're going to look at both views a little bit today. But I really want to communicate to you about this horrible teaching of Islam concerning the heaven. Now, let me read to you. This is from their material. This is what they say. Now, listen to me. These are quotes from the Quran. As for the righteous, they shall surely triumph. There shall be gardens and vineyards and high bosomed virgins for companions, a truly overflowing cup. And then again, they will sit with bashful, dark-eyed virgins, as chaste as the sheltered eggs of ostriches. Yes, and we shall wed them to dark-eyed beautiful virgins. This is in the Quran. This is in the Quran, okay? Again, they shall recline on couches ranged in rows to dark-eyed virgins. We shall wed them. Now, they use the word H-O-U-R-I-S, Horus. I presume I pronounced that right, but I'm giving you the word virgin, which is the translation. In them will be bashful virgins, neither man nor jinn will have touched them before. Then with they which are of the favor of your Lord will you deny. Those which are of the favor of the Lord will you deny. Listen, virgins as fair as corals and rubies, as corals and rubies. Then which of the favor of your Lord will you deny? Then which of the favor? These are called the favors of the Lord. And they're not going to deny you anything of favor if you have been of the highest quality of a suicide bomber. We create the beautiful women and make them virgins, loving companions for those on the right hand. That's the right hand of Allah. In each there shall be virgins chaste and fair, dark-eyed virgins that sheltered in their tents, whom neither man nor jinn will have touched before. Now, when you read things like that, and this is heaven, this is heaven, this is heaven, it sounds like a hellhole to me. Well, that's really what it is. It's a place of nothing but a brothel. A brothel. Let me read you a little more, if I might. The Islam pornographic brothel includes the darkest possible sin of men raping innocent young boys. You say, oh, are you sure this is true? Well, let me read it to you. Round about them will serve to them boys, handsome as pearls, well guarded. Round about them will serve boys of perpetual freshness. Did you know that's what a homosexual loves, is a young boy who has never been touched before? Perpetual freshness. That's the language of homosexuality. And round about them will serve boys of perpetual freshness. This is another quote from the Quran. If thou seest them, thou wouldest think them scattered pearls. Now, this is from their Bible called the Quran. You wonder why some people have trashed the Quran? You wonder why people have got in terrible trouble trashing this unclean book. Well, I'm not going to trash the book. It's already trashed itself. But I'm going to tell you that this kind of teaching is not from the Bible. It has no relationship to the Bible. And you must not ever think, not even think, that Allah and Jehovah God are indeed the same. They are not the same. Now, I'm going to give you today two P&As. Every month, I send two P&As to all of my partners. All of my partners, I send two P&As. Those P&As are the most current prophetic things that I see happening as it relates to the Bible. And if you don't get those, all you've got to do is send your address. Call the ladies who are right now handling the phones, and they will take your address, and we will send you every month two prophetic news alerts. Now, I'm giving you two today to acquaint you with the real truth. Real truth. You'll have these very quotes that I've just been reading to you, okay? You'll have these very quotes. You'll have two of these prophetic news alerts. One is, Allah is not Jehovah God. In that one, I quote from the Encyclopedia Britannica. I don't quote one Bible verse. I quote from the Encyclopedia Britannica. And let them tell you what the religion of Allah really represents in the Encyclopedia Britannica. They don't come any higher level academically than the Britannica Encyclopedia. And that's what I quote in that one on is Jehovah God and Allah the same, or Allah is not Jehovah God. You really need that one. But then I'll give you this one, which is the very things I've been reading. The Islamic heaven is nothing but a pornographic brothel is the name of that. The Islamic heaven is nothing but a pornographic brothel. I found that very booklet, by the way, on the internet today. And then I wonder why a lot of people hate me around the world. That certainly would tell you why. Now, those two P&As are yours. You need to call right now. Please don't wait. It'll be too busy at the end of the program. You call 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884, and then call 704, which is local, 391-0588, 704-391-0588. You know, bringing your broadcast like this is quite a responsibility on my part. I hope you appreciate that responsibility, and I hope you share with us and feel the burden with us of doing these kind of things. And we're talking about worldwide now. We're heard in Islamic countries all over the world. I check programs often and find that as many as 80 countries have tuned in to one of our broadcasts, tuned in to one of our videos, and listened or watched. 80 countries? I mean, that's documented. No question about it. I'm not just surmising. I'm telling you how it is. We are trying our best to reach this world for Jesus Christ. There is no other answer for your sin needs, for your eternal hope, but Jesus Christ. He alone is the Savior of men. Except by His blood, you cannot be born again. You cannot have an eternal heaven. You will be lost forever if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But I'm telling you, anywhere on this globe, if you listen to me in Pakistan, you listen to me in Saudi Arabia, you listen to me maybe in Iran behind closed doors, you get on your knees and ask Jesus to make Himself real to you. Turn your life over to Him. Repent to Him of your sins and claim that shed blood He offered for your salvation. And He will forgive you. He'll wash you. He'll send somebody to bring you a Bible. And before you know it, you'll be reading the Holy Scripture behind closed doors, as you know. Behind closed doors, carefully hiding your Bible under the mattress, probably, or somewhere in a very secure place. I'm here to tell you, friend, Jesus alone is the Savior. And I want to reach to you all the way into every Islam country in the world. I want to reach to you all over the Ukraine. I want to reach to you all over Africa. I want to reach to you in Kenya, countries of Africa that are now under great assault by the Islamic religion. I want to reach to you with this wonderful name of Jesus. And I want you to give your life to Him. Give your life to Him. When you get a hold of a Bible, take the book of John and read it on your knees. It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it changed my life nearly 50 years ago. And it will change your life when you read that book of John. I'd been saved about a dozen years when I read the book of John on my knees. And in that reading, I found Jesus with such intimacy and joy coming close to my soul. I've never been the same. I told someone that this week, encouraging them to read the book of John on their knees. The book of Saints. Get a King James Bible now. That'll make a world of difference. It really will. That's an authentic version that you can trust. I'm not putting down everything else. I'm just telling you, get your King James Bible and read it. I want you to have a changed life. I really love you. I really do care about you. Now, call in. The numbers again, I'm telling you, we'll have them on the screen shortly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And the local number, 704-391-0588. Email me your question. Email me your question, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm looking to hear from you today. This is going to be a great time. Great time now at 1:30. That's my time, 1:30. Whatever 30 is in your hour, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 12:30, whatever time it will be there, the middle of the hour, I will stop a minute and talk to my partners. I'm going to do that regularly from now, most of the time. I say from now on, but most of the time. I want my partners to feel the joy of being part of this. I want you to know this is your ministry, just like it's my ministry. And I do want to communicate it to you with all that's in my heart and my life. God bless you, friend. Now let's have questions and let's have your concerns. What do you say? Send your questions by email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now call. The ladies will take your call. They'll take your request. They'll take your address. They'll take your order. I have a book here that is so breathtaking. We really put this together. The book of Revelation. The book of Revelation. You'll see it at the bottom of this email, okay? When it goes out today, you'll see this and you'll have a place there to order it. Every one of you ought to get it, because what I do in this book is I talk about 179 pages. I talk about the visions in the book of Revelation. I show you the dozens and dozens, 50 or more visions that John saw in the book of Revelation. And it is one wonderful study book. 8.5 by 11. So you'll have the back of each page to write your notes on. You can dig in. And when the book of Revelation becomes real to you, you'll understand the theologies of the Bible. And it'll deliver you from these false theologies. There's mid-trib and pre-wrath and post-trib and post-millennial and amillennial. There's so many crazy doctrines out there. Every one of them, I think, is promoted by a spirit, by an enemy spirit that hates the true book. The true book of Revelation, and hates the true book of the Bible, and certainly hates the great hope of the rapture, the pre-trib rapture, when Jesus comes before the tribulation begins, before the Antichrist is revealed. Grab your phone. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Remember those two P&As I'm giving you. Don't wait to call for them. Others will be calling to talk to me. And if you'll call now and do your ordering, let the ladies know you want those two free gifts. They'll get that for you. You'll have that behind us. And then I want some questions. I want some really great questions today. I really do. I really want some great questions today. It is very important. I've already got some coming in on the internet. Internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. The internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, phone calls, I really like the phone calls. I love to talk personally with you on the phone, the people hearing you as well as me, hearing your question. That way I can't wiggle around, you know, and I like that because it keeps my toes to the fire. Is it true that they are only saved by works, in that they have to pray to the east, visit Mecca, and live by Allah? Is it also true that the only assurance of salvation is by dying in a jihad? Now, I do not know if the only assurance of salvation is to die in a jihad. I don't think that's true. But see, again, I don't know everything, so maybe somebody out there knows that answer. I don't think you have to die in a jihad to be saved as an Islamist. But I can tell you this, there is no salvation like the shed blood of Jesus, being born again, having your sins forgiven, getting a new life. You just got to be faithful to Allah. You just got to be faithful to the Islam religion and be faithful to Allah. Everybody is expected to make at least one trip to Mecca. Everybody is expected to make at least one trip to Mecca. And they go there by the millions, by the way. They really do. You're talking about a salvation with no hope in it. No assurance of salvation. They're laboring all their life. Their women are such slaves to this thing. You know, I am overwhelmed with it. And I'm overwhelmed with the radicalism of these jihadists. They are so vicious and evil. And I mean, it's worse, well, I should say, just as bad as Hitler and Nazism. just as bad as Hitler and Nazism. So, yes, there is. It is only by good works. It is only by doing what the Quran says. That's how they're saved. That's the only way they're saved. And that's a sad picture of itself, you know. It really is. Well, let's have other questions here. I do want your questions. They are important to me. Is the God of Abraham also the God of Ishmael? If the God of Abraham is also the God of Ishmael, then don't Christians and Muslims have the same God? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You cannot in any way compare Allah with Jehovah God. No kinship. In fact, I like my article that I did, is Allah Jehovah God? I like it because I quoted nothing from the Bible. I went to the Britannica Encyclopedia and just studied all about the religion of Allah, the religion of Muhammad, and all the quotes are from the Encyclopedia Britannica, and it proves beyond any question of a doubt. Because, well, if somebody says, I'm kin to Abraham, how does that make them a Christian? Yes, Ishmael was kin to Abraham. He was his son by the maid of Sarah. But the religion that apparently, they say, I don't know that it came from Ishmael, but if indeed it did, it was because he rebelled against the whole fact of the family, and he was a very wild man. And you, all you got to do today is look at the Arab people and see how far they missed the great God Jehovah. Now, they're good Arabs that are Christians, remember, that serve the same Jesus we serve. They've been born again. I've preached to them. I've been in church with them. I know. I pray for them. I never pray for Jerusalem and Israel without praying for all the Arab people, especially those that are lost, that they may come to know Jesus. And, of course, I pray for those who are Christians and are suffering such horrible. All right, here is a question. If I was forced to convert to Islam or die, would Jesus still be my Savior if I did so? No, you would not. No, you would not. If you denied Jesus for Allah just to save your hide, you would be lost. You would be lost. You would have paid the ultimate price. Why wouldn't you be delighted to die for Jesus Christ? Why wouldn't you rejoice and say, no, I reject Allah. I will die instead and go to heaven and be with my Savior. You know, to die is to move right, if you're Christian, is to move straight to heaven. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Don't you ever forget that scripture. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Wouldn't it be suicide not to do so? No, it wouldn't be suicide. No, it would not be suicide. Already have an Islamic sounding name to use such an event. Thanks. I already have an Islamic sounding name to use for such an event. Now, Pat in New York, that's what he says. So we don't know. I'm not giving any information he didn't give me, and that doesn't tell you anything. Pat in New York says, I've already got an Islamic sounding name just for such an event. Now, that's sad. That man has already denied his Lord. So Pat, you already in deep, deep trouble. I promise you, you're in deep trouble. Please take that back. Please get rid of that name. Make it plain that you are Christ under every circumstance and in all situations, and that you're willing to. In fact, you can't even be saved if you're not willing to die for him. If you're not willing to die for Christ, how could you be saved? This is total surrender. If he's not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. Now, keep sending these questions. That's really good question. This man has an Islamic name just in case he is put in a test and has to either deny Jesus Christ and become an Islamic or be killed. Well, that's sad. But I'm glad he said it. And I'm praying for Pat. How many of you will pray for Pat? I sure hope you will. It is very important that you do. All right, grab your phone. There is no God. If there is no God of any kind, all religion is a block to human progress. Hey, this is a person who is writing me, emailing me. There is no God of any kind. Did you hear that? This man says there's no God of any kind. He's an atheist. He's an atheist. He doesn't believe there is a God. Well, I'm glad he wrote and told me, sir. Lady, I'm not sure which. I promise you, you are a burden on my heart, and I shall be praying for you. I really shall. But maybe you've already passed the state of any kind of turnaround. I would suggest that may be true, and then there's no hope. But I pray that there is still hope. Wow. Hey, do you understand what kind of world we live in? I'm going to the Bible. Woo! I'm so glad there's a real truth. I'm so glad there's a real truth. Aren't you proud of this? Listen to me. And in this is chapter 21 of Revelation. I was going to go to 22, but I believe I'm going to 21. Let's go. Where am I at? Where's my 21? Well, where's my Bible here? Trying to find chapter 21, and is it showing up in this Bible? Have I got a Bible? No, here it is. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the city, New Jerusalem, holy city, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither pain. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The Bible said, literally, we will be as the angels of heaven. We will neither marry nor give in marriage. There will be no sex in heaven. There will be no need for sex in heaven. Our satisfaction will be in the great power and the great name of our wonderful Lord. You know, it is a joy to belong to Christ. It really is. Now, grab your phone. I want to hear from you. Are your mouse, okay? But call. I want to hear some calls. 1-800-338-7884. You know, at the end of every program, the phone starts ringing off. And this one, how could it be otherwise? I don't know. We're talking about some breathtaking things. Let me read to you some questions that I would love to try to answer. Does the Islam religion promise 72 virgins? Is that really true? Well, I read it today. It really is. How many levels are there? Did you know they say the least is 7, but one person said there are 50 levels in heaven, and everybody will be at one of those dependent on their works. The least one at the bottom is you get in. And, of course, they say if you just get in, it's 4 times better. That's what one writer said, than anything you've had prior to that. Well, that wouldn't be hard to do for many of those people who live in such squatters in so many dark places. The highest level. What is the highest level? I'd love to answer that. Is sex really a part of the Islam heaven? Hey, be glad to answer that. Worship Allah only? Worship Allah only? Is that what they say? Is that what they say? Do they believe in Jesus? Well, there's just so many questions you could ask, and I'm waiting for you to send your question, because I really want you to be blessed and to be helped today. I don't want anybody to fail to get something that you have need of hearing. I really don't. I can't believe Paul said what he did, that he already has an Islamic name in case he's brought to the test and has to deny Jesus Christ for Allah. I hope he didn't mean that. I really do. I really hope he did not mean that. Well, I'm waiting for questions on the internet or by phone. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Are you willing to learn the truth of this? Do you understand what is happening right now all across America? Do you understand that this new group that's right now invading across the Middle East, that they promised Obama that they will raise the Islam flag at the White House of America? Do you understand this world is under siege by this dark force? Do you understand that? I hope you do understand it, because I'm telling you, we're living in a tough hour. It is not easy to try to understand this hour we're living in. It really is breathtaking. Now grab your phone, grab your mouse. Let's have your questions. I'm going to take you for a moment now to the partner's place. I'll do it right on this mic today, right on this particular camera. The partner's time. You are a partner. Let me say you're a partner. You are one of those that wouldn't miss this program for nothing. You love it. You're grateful for Brother Chambers. I've been here 40-some years now, and you want me to stay here teaching and doing the things that I do. I plan to stay here as long as the Lord allows me. So if you're a partner, I want to tell you, every month we mail two prophetic news alerts to all of our partners. Every month, you a partner, you get 2 a month. If you want to be a partner, you'll get two a month. I promise you, it'll be some of the most prophetic, apropos news that you get every month right at your own mail. I want you to have them. I really do. So please call and become a partner with us. If you already received them, that means you're already a partner. Make sure you keep your end of that partnership and be a part of us and help us. Now, I want to tell you about Paul Creek Christian Academy. For all my partners, we have a Christian school from 2 to 12 years, from 2 to 12th grade, 2 years old to 12th grade. It is one of the best in Charlotte. I'm talking about one of the best. Academically strong, a wonderful spirit of love. I promise my theme, love will meet you at the door. You can depend on that. You ought to be a part of our school. You're one of our partners in radio. You ought to also be one of our partners in school. Get your children or your grandchildren in a Christian setting. Now, Sunday sermons. Every Sunday, I preach two sermons. And these are for my partners again. Let me tell you how. First, you can come and hear them. Tomorrow night, I'm preaching on the 22nd chapter of Revelation, and I'm really excited about it. Behold, I come quickly, the Lord says in that chapter, and my rewards are with me. And I'm going to preach that tomorrow night. This sanctuary ought to be full tomorrow night to hear this 22nd chapter of Revelation. You need to be in the house of God every Sunday night hearing old-fashioned preaching where the Word of God comes alive. Now, tomorrow morning, I'm really preaching a sermon I'm concerned and excited about, discerning evil spirits and casting them out. Discerning and casting out evil spirits. Did you know the religions, the false religions of our world are promoted by spirits? And the reason many of you can't get loose from, let's say, your Jesus only, or your post-millennial, or whatever may be your confusion in the Bible, I promise you, you get in the book of Revelation. You read the book of Revelation and believe every word in it, and you'll be delivered from every false doctrine around you. Just the book of Revelation. Would you start with me this week, and let's all read the book of Revelation together? Those that can, do it on your knees. Us older folks, we'll do it sitting on the floor, or maybe sitting in our chair, wherever we can be the most comfortable. But read the book of Revelation on your knees, or before the Lord. Study that book. It is a breathtaking book. It really is. Now, these two Sunday sermons starting this week, going on the internet every week. So now, if you can't come here to church, you can go on the internet Monday and Tuesday and get both Sunday morning and Sunday evening sermons right on the internet. And they're on camera now. They're not just audio. They're on camera. A special site. You go to paulcreek.org. Look over to your right and you'll see me standing behind the pulpit. You click right there, and you'll go straight to the list of sermons available. And by Monday evening, you'll have the Sunday morning. By Tuesday evening, you'll have the Sunday night. Or you can just come Sunday night. It starts at 6 o'clock. Hey, I'm your partner. I'm your friend. You're my partner, and you're my friend. Now, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Okay, you got that? 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Now, grab your phone and don't wait another minute. You remember the two free gifts. Allah is not Jehovah God. And then the Islamic heaven is a pornographic brothel. I want you to have them. You say, I can't handle reading that. You need to read it. And then you need to give it to your pastor. You need to give it to your children. You ought to make copies of both of them and send them to your friends. You ought to get involved in the mail, sending things to people to help educate them. We're living in a dark hour, friend. It really is a dark hour. Now, the phones are ringing, 1-800-338-7884. Everybody out there, grab a phone. Ask me a question, okay? I want you on the phones quickly. I want you going to my ladies and let us send you these gifts. We left to send out 100 of those today, those two P&As. If I could send 100, I would be a happy man. I would feel like I'd really done my job, okay? So don't let me down. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. You may give them to some of your friends at work who are maybe worshipers of Islam and help them rediscover what they are really involved in and lead them to Christ. to be a soul winner of an Islamic person would be a miracle. And every one of you ought to be striving to win any Islamic friend you've got to the saving blood of Jesus Christ. If you've got a family member going to a church that's trying to tell people that Allah and Jehovah are the same, you need to send it to them. You really do. Hey, please don't take this lightly. Please get involved with me and let's give it our best. What do you say? Let's give it our best. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Well, hello, beloved Pastor Chambers. This is Chuck in South Florida.
Hey, Chuck.
Oh, hallelujah, brother. I got just a couple of questions that's on topic. People are hearing a couple of catchphrases, all right. First catchphrase is caliphate, all right. And the second catchphrase is to do with the apostasy Chrislam, which is a combination of Christianity and Islam.
Yes, I've talked about that, son.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up so I can hear your answer on air.
Wait a minute. What was the first one? I didn't get that.
Oh, caliphate, all right?
Caliphate.
Yeah, C-A-L-I-P-H-A-T-E. It's to do with the one world religion, Islam.
Well, I've never heard it called that, so it has to do with the one world religious system under Islam.
Yeah, and it's called the caliphate.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I do remember reading, but I've never kind of connected it. So what do I say about it? Well, stay on the phone. Let me answer. They intend to set up a one-world Islam religion. They are working hard on it right now. America is in their crossfire, in their sights. They actually think they can take America. And they're sending Islam people here by the thousands. They are having many children and they are multiplying. And they believe maybe in a generation, if not before, they can take over America. They're willing to be faithful and patient. And when they take over America, I mean, we Christians will either pay taxes, we'll have to move out and go to some third world country that's not Islam, or we'll die. Just that simple.
Yeah, it'll be.
I'll be converted. I left out being converted. Isn't that amazing? And Americans aren't even thinking. My phone should be ringing off the hook. And it's not. People are asleep. People, a subject like this puts, people turn me off. You know, did you know that?
Yeah.
They turn me off. And that's pitiful. I have no choice. I'm going to warn people until my toes are turned up. And I'm telling everybody out there, they had better listen, get these books, and do their best. And you stay right there. I'm going to send you these two gift booklets, okay?
Yeah, now don't forget about Chrislam.
Chrislam, that is... can you believe that a church, a Christian church, would dare have such a doctrine as to say that they are the same, that Allah and Jehovah are the same, and literally blend the two religions together? That's insanity.
Yeah.
It's insanity, but it's coming big. People like Rick Warren are promoting it. I don't know who all is promoting it, but I can tell you they're under a demon spirit. Now, I'm preaching tomorrow morning on discerning and casting out spirits. I am convinced that a preacher who's into Islam is under a demonic oppression or deception. His mind has been taken over by a spirit. I don't mean he's crazy. I don't mean he's in some kind of state of epilepsy or something. I just simply mean his mind has been taken over. I believe that's true with people who are into once saved, always saved. They won't even talk about nothing else. You can never get a person who believes once saved, always saved to go on to a deeper experience. They don't teach sanctification or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They can either go back and backslide, or they cannot go forward and grow up. They're just set in concrete. I call it a state of immobility. A state of immobility. A religious state where you just sit in concrete and you can't go forward or backward. And we've got a world full of them. And I think it's this evil spirit.
Amen.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Amen. Rick Warren comes to mind.
Yes. Big in this. Big, big, big.
Oh, my Lord.
Very sad. God bless you. Stay on the line now. We're going to give you to the ladies and let them help you, okay? I'm putting you on hold. Ladies on line one. Ladies, line one. Let me cut that down. You call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Now, the phone's going to ring. I really believe that. And you call quickly. I want you to have these two free gifts, and I want to talk to you. I want to hear your question. I want to hear what you're saying. And I'm getting a lot of them now. Let me try to take a few of these. That's not it. They're having some real wars in places over this. Did you know that? They really are. All right, here's one. The world sees that Muslim reveres Allah and will not tolerate any blasphemy. The world sees that Muslim reveres Allah and will not tolerate any blasphemy. Christians tolerate disrespect of Jesus constantly. Why wouldn't the world think Muslim is the pure religion? Hey, that's not bad. That really is not bad. Good question. I mean, if you blaspheme Allah, brother, you're in big trouble. But people blaspheme Christians, and most Christians say nothing, and the world certainly don't say anything. Isn't that amazing? And why wouldn't the world respect Allah? That's what the man is asking. He's right. He's right. When the world tolerates something, and then the world fights it, I mean, it becomes war. It really does. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right. One is not on. All right, let's go to two. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Samuel.
Yes.
I heard about 2 weeks ago on AFR radio where they are building a huge worship center in Germany. It's going to have a section like a worship place in it for Jews, a worship place for Christians, and a worship place for Muslims. But it will also have like a one center hall where all three of them can meet together on occasion and worship together.
Well, that's coming to the world. That's called the Antichrist religion, one world religion.
Yeah, he said that was the first one, but they had several plans. So if this one does all right, they're going to build several throughout Germany.
I would like to have that quotation. I've got a grandson who's dating a girl in Germany. In fact, he's in Germany right now. And I warned him. I said, let me tell you something, my grandson. You need to understand, when Allah leads the war of Gog and Magog and they march on Jerusalem, Germany marches with them. And then when Germany marches with them, when the great, great defense of God comes into play, Germany will have its share of those firestorms that will destroy their major cities and literally wipe out millions and millions and millions. That's coming, brother. Now, there's no way around it. It's plain biblical.
You talk about the mindset of churches. Where I live, I have a local talk radio show, and there's an Episcopal preacher on it, and he said right over the air one day that the Christian God and the Muslim God was the same God.
Anybody that would go to his church has backslid or has blasphemed, and they will be lost. If you bid those kind of people Godspeed, you become partakers of their deeds. That's what the Bible says.
Well, I told a lady what he said, and she said, oh, he's just a fool. I said, well, why do you go to his church? She said, well, I go to worship God, not him.
You know, that is one foolish statement. You go to church with men who have false spirits, you'll be under the influence of those false spirits. That man is being possessed or at least obsessed or at least oppressed by a demon spirit that now controls him. And everybody under his influence will slowly and gradually come under that power. Some will get up and run, but many will be completely destroyed.
I don't think it's no accident that President asked Rick Warren to pray at his first inauguration there. Now he's the leading proponent of this Chrislam.
And you know he prayed and included in that the name that the Allah has, the Koran has for Jesus. You knew that, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I believe his purpose-driven church has got a different purpose than me and you have. Don't you?
Oh, I know that. I've studied his book. I've done a series of programs. Rick Warren has done the same thing to the Baptists that people like Rick Joyner has done to the Pentecostals or the Charismatics. I mean, they're all being destroyed. And there's just really the only thing left is a whole bunch of people that love the Bible and love Jesus. And if they would get out of these churches involved in that, most of them would cave in.
Yes, most people are spiritually illiterate. I hate to say it.
They are biblically and spiritually illiterate. You're right on. Let me see if I can, don't have anybody on one. Now, I missed a call on one, ladies. Whoever that was, call back. Sometimes it's hard to get it on hold. Our phones are different. Thank you, friend. God bless you. You know, we are living in an unusual day. We really are. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just glad that I met Jesus so many years ago, and this Bible is so real to me. And I want to say to all of you, you have got to study with me the book of Revelation. I want you to have this wonderful study guide, the book of Revelation, what John saw as this masterpiece was revealed to him. That's in this, nearly 200 pages, and you can order it, and you talking about a study. And then I want everybody, this will cost you nothing but a King James Bible if you don't have one. You read the book of Revelation with me on your knees or in some place of reverence, careful reverence. Cut off the phones, shut the door, tell people leave you alone. You're going to spend an hour in the book of Revelation. You do that for the next few weeks. I'll guarantee you it'll change your life. It will change your life. Now keep calling. You know what the gift is. The two gifts, one of them is Allah is not Jehovah God. And that all those quotes come from the Encyclopedia Britannica. That one will be an education. And then read the one on the Islamic heaven is nothing but a pornographic brothel. I want to send you those two P&As. And I want you to be a member of our P&A family. Call today and tell them you want to give them your address. You want to be part of our partners. And if you listening by the internet, send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Well, let me take this call, jrc@paulcreek.org. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi. I was calling. I have a couple of Muslim friends, and how do you talk to them about Jesus? How do you say, because they're so confident in their religion, and they think that the Quran has good teachings, but I don't think they really know the Quran.
I would start by giving them these two P&As that I'm talking about. If you will tell the ladies as soon as we finish talking, I'll send you three sets, one for you and one set for each one of them, if you'll promise to give it to them. And don't order them if you're not going to give it to them. And give them each these two P&As. And tell them when they finish reading, you would like to sit down with them with your Bible and just talk. And tell them you'll love them, you'll be kind to them, you won't be ugly with them. You'll just tell them what you know the Bible teaches, and that you tell them this because you care about their soul and that you're concerned about their eternal future. And then while they're reading, you pray. Do some tall praying at home, on your knees, praying, calling their name out before the Lord. And remember, you cannot defeat the enemy if you don't go behind the scenes and defeat the devil. So start pleading the blood over those spirits of deception that are behind what they're believing. See, back behind their deception is a spirit. You gotta defeat that spirit. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You gotta defeat that spirit. You gotta come against that spirit that has deceived them. And as you bind that spirit, their eyes then will be open to read the truth. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm preaching tomorrow, by the way, on discerning and casting out evil spirits. I am convinced we are dealing today with a world so caught up in evil and so under the influence of the devil that we've got to cast out Satan and break his power.
Mm-hmm. What happens to the Muslim people who die and they never get to know Jesus, or they've never heard about him?
They spend eternity in hell. Every unsaved person will spend eternity in hell. Every unsaved person. There is no exception. God, here's what the Bible says. God once winked at the ignorance of men, but now commandeth every man everywhere to repent. That's the Bible. God once winked at the ignorance of men, but now commands that people repent. They have to repent or perish. And you are responsible to help them repent. And if you don't tell them the truth, then their soul is on your hands and you will share their blood. You already feel that, don't you?
Where are you going to preach on Sunday?
Where?
Sunday. You said you will preach somewhere on Sunday.
Oh, that's at the church I pastor here in Charlotte. 5110 Tuckasegee Road. Right here in Charlotte.
Name of it again, sorry.
5110 Tuckasegee. TUCKASEEGEE. Go to our website and you'll find direction how to get to us. Our website is paulcreek.org.
I'm sorry, what's the name of the website?
PawCreek.org. PawCreek.org.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to look for you tomorrow. Can I look for you tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Can I look for you tomorrow?
Oh, yes, yes. I'll be there.
All right. God bless you, and I'm excited. I'm excited. Now, listen, everybody out there, I know most of you are not asking questions because you don't know what to ask. It's an overwhelming subject. And we are really, really making progress. But I'm telling every one of you, you've got to know the truth. You've got to know the truth. Today in Uptown Charlotte, the Gay Pride Festival is going on. They expect 100,000 people. The two big banks are sponsors. Also, there's some ministers marching in the parade. What do you think? I just think we've got a nation going to hell. These people are determined to promote sodomy and to drive it down the throats of all America. A minister who backs that up is absolutely, absolutely a blasphemer. You can't call him anything else. He's blaspheming Jesus. He's blaspheming the Word of God. He's blaspheming every great truth in the Bible. I mean, that's pitiful. But yeah, it's going on. I didn't know it was going on this week. Man, I used to be so involved, but it's all too big. I can't be involved in all of it anymore. And I feel like here is where I belong. What is the definition of bed Godspeed? That's a good question. What is the definition of bed and Godspeed? The definition is you support them. You stand behind them. You stand with them. Just like these two ministers marching in a gay parade, they're bidding them Godspeed. You give them money. You bid them Godspeed. You go to a church where you got a man preaching this. You bid him Godspeed. I mean, anything you do to concur with, support, or be part of a false truth, you bid that false truth Godspeed. Get out of it. Run for your life. Run for your life. In England now, the most people name for baby boys is Mohammed. Lots of Muslims have migrated to England. Also, Anglo-Saxons are not taking babies, are not having babies, and have turned worldly. Therefore, it's easy to see the Muslim will take over England in a generation. I agree with that. It's easy to see the Muslim will take over England in a generation. Boy, I'd be looking for a place to move. In Islam, it is true that they are only saved by works, in that they have to pray to the east, visit Mecca, and live by Allah. It's also true that the only assurance of salvation is dying in a jihad. Well, that's the same one I read. Now, is that true? Is it? No, I don't know. That's the same one I read a while ago. I don't know if it's true, but I don't think so. You don't have to die in a jihad, but boy, you sure to get first place when you do. All the jihadists will be under in the first heavens, right under Allah himself, is what I read this week. Today, really. All those that die in a jihad die as fighting for killing Jews and Christians, to say it plain, will get to be in the first heaven. My. And then somebody will say, my church, come on, come on, come on. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I just wonder, there are billions of people on the earth that have never heard the name Jesus Christ, who have died and gone on to their graves. How can God condemn someone to hell when they've never even heard the name of Jesus?
Well, you know, my only answer for that is the Bible. And my second answer for that is no man or woman on the face of this earth who would fall on their knees or in some place bow their head and say, I want to know the true God, but that God will reveal himself to them. There have been many Muslims who have been converted throughout the Muslim world simply because they knew something was wrong with their religion of Allah, and they prayed earnestly for the truth, and God sent them the truth. I have a written story of a group of people down in South America who lived in an isolated place. They tried to worship every god they could hear about, and nothing good happened, and they prayed for God to show them the true God. God spoke to a man living hundreds of miles away. He walked for days, him and his wife, to get to that community to tell them about Jesus, and they all turned to Christ with all their heart. God is a merciful God. anybody, anywhere that has a true heart and cries out, God will reveal himself. God will make himself known. They may hear it on the radio. They may hear it on the internet. They may hear it on a shortwave. They may walk into a community and there stands a preacher. I don't know how they may. God has multiple ways. But I believe that anybody sincere, God will make himself real to them. And they will have a chance to get saved. And I believe that the Bible, I know what the Bible says, except you repent, you will perish. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. And God bless you. God bless you. You know, answering all of these questions is not always easy. Thank you. And now, listen, everybody out there, please call. You've got, the ladies will stay here as long as the phone rings. You call quickly and get these two P&As. You really have got to have them. I'm honest with you. You really got to have them. And I hope you'll hear these two sermons tomorrow. I'm happy about that lady. I love it when someone calls and says, I'm coming tomorrow. Well, we've been having visitors regular lately who are hearing me on the radio, hearing my sermons now. We're putting all the sermons from Sundays up on the internet. You can go. Just go to the front page of paulcreek.org. That's easy to remember. P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K. Paul, like a cat paw. PawCreek.org. And on the front page, you'll see me over on your right, standing behind the pulpit. You click right there. It'll take you to that page with sermons. And you can listen or you can watch. You can actually watch them. Oh, you say, Reverend Chambers, I can't stand to watch you. You click on the part that has earphones, okay? And you won't have to watch me. You can just listen. I can understand that. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. I love every one of you out there. I really do. I love my radio audience, and I love my internet audience, and I want you to have this booklet. I really do. These two, really. Allah is not Jehovah God, and this whole idea that the pornographic heaven. What a heaven. Can you imagine a pornographic heaven? I would say a hellhole, not a heaven. In fact, that's what I said. Imagine a heaven full of women that are slaves to men. This is no heaven. It's a hellhole. That's exactly what it is. That's what religion of Allah is. Religion of Allah is from the devil. You got to understand me now. The religion of Allah is from the devil. Now, don't get mad at me if you're Islam. Don't you get mad at me. You go search for yourself. You get you an old-fashioned Bible, King James. You read the book of Revelation. You ask God if he's really real, reveal himself to you. I told a man the other day, he didn't have any faith at all. I said, read the book of John on your knees. Read the book of John on your knees. If you read the book of John on your knees, don't listen to nothing else. Don't watch nothing else. Don't pray but one prayer. I want to see Jesus if he's really real. And before you finish the book of John, you'll know that Jesus is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Again, 1-800-338-7884. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, all over the audience, I hope you will send an email. Send me your address. If you're not on my address list, let me put you in my partners group to get our monthly P&As. And then you will also, if you send me your email, get a post after these Saturday broadcast and announcement of sermons at times. And you can go and listen to sermons in Africa, in Australia, in Ukraine, down in South America, Canada, anywhere in the world. You can go and watch or listen to our sermons now on the internet every week. Every week. Isn't that exciting? We're just here to bless you. That's all. That's all I can say. Now, I need your partnership. I really do. I've got to have more people than ever. I shouldn't ever have to worry about money. I should have enough partners that I don't have a worry. I'll never take money that comes in for radio. No way under the sun. No way under the sun. I want to be a blessing to you. Now, grab your phone. Keep calling. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to help you. We'll be out of here in just about 3 or 4 minutes. I've had a good time with you today. Don't miss any Saturday. I promise you, don't miss any Saturday. We're here to be a blessing. Now, keep calling. Keep calling for those gifts. Will you please? Keep calling. I really want you to have the gifts today. And you've got to keep calling. You can't get them if we don't know to send them to you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Good afternoon, Pastor Joe.
Hey there, lady.
I would like to talk to you for a few minutes, please.
You know I only have 3 minutes now, and then I go off the air. I'm going to give you two of it.
All right. Well, I'm grateful for what I can get.
Okay.
I listen to you every Saturday faithfully, and I am a Roman Catholic, and I would like to know why you feel the way you do about my faith.
Well, you know, to answer your question would take me completely off the subject. Would you call me back in about 20 minutes and let me talk to you personally? I mean, I am a Protestant. I don't believe in worshiping Mary. I don't believe in the Eucharist. I don't believe a priest can transform grape juice into the blood of Jesus or a wafer into the body of Jesus. Those doctrines are not from the Bible. And any doctrine that's not from the Bible, I do not believe is true.
Well, I would like to ask you then, for one thing.
Yes.
Where in the Gospels it speaks of, if you do not eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life?
Well, that's in chapter 6 of John. But the answer is simple. He wasn't talking about in the physical. He was talking about the spiritual life. The spiritual power of that life. Again, I've got to go because I'm going off the air, and if I don't say goodbye to you, I'm going to go off the air without telling my audience goodbye. Would you stay on the phone, and I'll be there in a few minutes?
All right. Thank
you. Stay right on the phone. Don't hang up on her, ladies. I'll be there in a few minutes. Now, it's been a joy. What a broadcast. This has been breathtaking to me. We have really went right straight to the truth. I mean, we've stayed right on it. The questions and all the calls have been wonderful. The emails have been wonderful. I've got emails I haven't got to answer. I'm sorry for that. But I want you to know something. You need to get in this Bible. You need these two booklets I'm offering today. PNAs, I call them. Prophetic News Alerts. All you got to do is call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I want you right here with me. I really do. You're important to me. You're very important. And bringing you the truth is my delight and my joy. Okay? Now keep calling. Come to church tomorrow. I wish you could hear both of these. Tomorrow night, the book of Revelation 22, that church ought to be full. And you could help make it so. I love you. You are precious to me. And I promise to be faithful to you. I promise to be faithful to you.